I will greet one another in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are happy to be here this evening.
Amen.
It's my joy to be back home.
You know, as I always say,
since my daughter Rangwa Jinji, I'm a child of this place. You tried to deny me. Amen.
South Africa.
You said I'm from South Africa. No. I'm a child of this place.
I'm so glad to be back home.
And I'm
thanking you all for your prayers. Because for me to be standing here, it's just your prayers. We have been seeing God throughout the year. And we are glad that we are back once again to give him praise, to give him thanks for all that he has done for us
today.
Amen. Before we go any further, I think let's bow our heads. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. Mutswene makarurama, Ishe Tenzi Jesu Christu. Maura nasinuya zvakare pamberi pechigaro chenyasha. Baba chikutendai nokurumbidzai muri Mwari samasimba, muri Mwari umwe chete zuro nasinokusingaperi. Baba tokutendai kuti Ishe munomutsvene matunza zvakare mukati memba yenyu. Baba munomutsvene tiine mufaro mukati mehana dzedu. Baba kuziva kuti Ishe munomutsvene zviro kwazvo imindimi, Ishe muvambi nemugumisiri wekutenda kwedu. Baba hatina kumwe kwatinotarira. Jehovha tinotaura saDhavhida akati ndinosunzira meso angu kumakomo, rubatsiro rwangu runobvepiko? Akaziva kuti rubatsiro rwake runobva kuna Jehovha iye wakasika denga nenyika. Mutsvene samasimba, zviro kwazvo upenyu hwedu Ishe muri mutsvene hwakazorora pamuri, nekuti imi ndimi muri zvose kwatiri. Baba tinoti Ishe muri mutsvene tauya zvakare mukati memba yenyu. Baba mutsvene, patinoziva kuti Ishe muri mutsvene makapa vimbiso kuti pane vaviri kana vatatu mukati mezita rangu ini ndinenge ndiripo. Baba tinoti Ishe muri mutsvene, zururai meso edu, zururai hana dzedu. Baba tikwanise kucherechedza uvepo hwenyu. Baba tikwanise kunzwa kutaura kwenyu. Baba nokuti Ishe muri mutsvene, nguva dzose pamakataura, Baba wokurama, makataura muri kuseri kwechidzitiro. Baba samasimba, maura anhasi, Ishe muri mutsvene, hatidi kuona Ishe zvatiri. Asi Baba mutsvene, toda kuziva kuti Ishe muri mutsvene muri pano kuti muite perform. Baba makarurama, Ishe muri mutsvene, kuda kwenyu kwamakaziva nyika isati yavambwa. Baba tinokumikidza sevhisi ino mukati meruoko rwenyu. Tinoti uya Ishe muri mutsvene, nesu muzodze kuparidzwa kweivhangeri, muzodze Ishe muri mutsvene nzeve imwe neimwe Baba makanaka ichange ichiteerera. Baba muri mutsvene, tibude tose Baba makarurama. Jehovha Ishe muri mutsvene, chitaura sevarume vaya vakanga vachiinda Emmaus vakati Ishe muri mutsvene, mweya yedu haina kutsva here apa anga achitaura nesu. Baba tauya Ishe muri mutsvene kuti tive tinoona imi, tauya kuti Ishe muri mutsvene, upenyu hwedu hunoshandurwa. Baba muri mutsvene, tiende pane chimwe chinhano chiri nani Baba wokururama kupfuura patapinda Ishe muri mutsvene mukati menzvimbo ino. Tinoti Ishe muri mutsvene, ivai nesu usiku huno. Baba muri mutsvene, mutipe Ishe wokururama nyasha dzenyu, mutipe Ishe muri mutsvene simba renyu Mweya mutsvene, muvandudze zvakare mweya yedu Baba makarurama. Tibude Ishe muri mutsvene zviro kwazvo, Tenzi wokururama, tiine mufaro Baba makanaka kukwanisa kuti tisangane Ishe muri mutsvene gore riri pamberi pouso hwedu. Tinoziva kuti Ishe muri mutsvene, makatiita vakundikare Baba makarurama. Tisimbisai izvozvo mukati meupenyu hwedu maura anhasi kuti Ishe muri mutsvene zviro kwazvo, mufaro wedu Ishe wokururama ive inozadzikiswa Baba makanaka, kuziva kuti Ishe muri mutsvene hatina kutenda Baba muri mutsvene Ishe makanaka chengano dzechembere, asi kuti Baba mutsvene takatenda shoko raMwari iro Ishe muri mutsvene runogara nokusingaperi. Baba taizviisa mukati meruoko rwenyu. Tinoti Ishe muri mutsvene, ivai nesu Ishe panguva ino. Baba muri mutsvene, zvose tinozviisa mukati memaoko enyu, chikumbira zvese nokutenda muzita raTenzi Jesu Kristu Ishe wedu. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ndokanga tisatagara pasi tingaverengera.
Before we sit down, let's read our scriptures.
Amen. Tiverengona 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Va Korinde vechipiri, chapter 5.
Amen. Tiverengo baba baba verse 17.
From verse 17
kusvika pa verse 21.
Up to 21.
Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new.
Saka kana munhu ari muna Kristu, wava chisikwa chitsva, zvinhu zvakare zvapfuura, tarira zvose zvava zvitsva.
And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation.
Asi zvinhu zvose zvakabva kuna Mwari, Wakatiana nisanaye una Kristu akatipa shumiro akatipa kushumira kwekuyana nisa.
To it that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Ndiko kuti mwari wakatiana nisa nyika naye Kristu akasaverengera kudarika kwavo akatipa isu shoko rekuyananisa.
Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God.
Naizvozvo tiri nhume nokuda kwaKristu mwari seanenge achikumbira zvikuru nesu tinokumbira nokuda kwaKristu tichiti yananiswai namwari.
For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Hanzi uyo wakanga asina zvivi wakamuita kuti ave nezvivi nokuda kwedu kuti isu tive kururama kwamwari maari.
Amen. We may be seated.
Tingagara edu pasi.
While you are seated, we also go and read from Matthew chapter 5.
Takagara kudaro tiverenge kubva kuna Matthew chapter 5.
Amen. We read from verse 20.
Matthew 5 and Ma 20.
Amen. To verse 24.
Kubva pa 20 kusvika 24.
For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Nokuti ndinoti kwamuri, kana kururama kwenyu kusingapuri kwavanyori nekwavafarisii, hamukatongopindi muushe hwekudenga.
Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.
Makanzwa kuti zvakanzi nevakare, usauraya, ani nani unouraya, uchapara mhosva igotongwa.
But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire.
Asindinoti kwamuri, unotsamwira hama yake, uchapara mhosva agotongwa. Unoti kwahama yake Raka, uchapara mhosva pamakurukota. Unoti benzi, uchapara mhosva kuti agotongerwa gehena romoto.
Therefore, if thou bring thine gift to the altar, and there remember that thy brother hath ought against thee.
Naizvozvo kana iwe uchiuya nechipo chako paatari, ukarangarira ipapo kuti hama yako ine mhosva newe.
Leave there thine gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift.
Usiye chipo chako ipapo pa atari. Uyende umbono yanana nehama yako, ugozouya woisa chipo chako.
Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison.
Hanzi kurumidza kutenderana nemudzivisi wako uchiri munzira muyanane, kuti mudzivisi wako urege kukwira kumutongi, mutongi kumutariri, akusunge mutorongo.
Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing.
Hanzi zvirokwazvo ndinoti kwauri, haungatongobudimo usati waripa kamari komupedzisira. Amen.
Amen. May God add blessing to the reading of his word.
Mwari varopafadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo.
Amen. Like I said, it's a privilege once again to be here tonight.
Sezva ndataura kuti mukana wakanaka manherani kuti ndiri pano.
And saying I really thank God.
Ndinotenda Mwari zvikuru sam.
That he could bring me back.
Kuti vandidzosa zvakare.
It has been a wonderful year from January of 2018 up to December.
Ranga riri gore rakanaka kubva muna January 2018 kusvika muna December.
To me, whenever I get to December,
kwandiri pandinosvika muna December pose,
I'm always rejoicing.
Ndinenge ndichifara.
You Because I waited in December.
Nekuti ndakachata muna December.
But in December also.
Asi muna December zvakare.
There is another event which happened to me.
Pane chimwe chiitiko chakaitika kwandiri.
I almost lost my life.
Ndakatopotsa ndarasikirwa neupenyu hwangu.
God was gracious.
Mwari vakava nenyasha.
So December has come special to me.
December wava mwedzi wakatsarukana wakanaka kwandiri.
It's December on the 20th. It's time in December on the 16th.
December 20 kana 16.
I remember what God has done for me.
Ndinorangarira zvandakaitirwa naMwari.
And I know that God has been so gracious in my life.
Ndinoziva kuti Mwari vakava nenyasha muupenyu hwangu.
Standing here.
Kumira pano kwangu.
It did not been for the Lord.
Dai vanga vasiri ishe.
I could not have been here.
Ndingadai ndisiri pano.
Because it was only the grace of God.
Nekuti nyasha dzaMwari chete.
And on the 20th of December.
Musi wa 20 December.
It was the most blessed time for me.
Yakanga iri nguva yakaropafadzwa zvikuru kwandiri.
That time.
Nekuti nguva iyoyo.
God made sure.
Mwari vakava nechokwadi.
He gave me something.
Vakandipa chimwe chinhu.
Which is best outside of salvation.
Chakakoshesesa kudarika ruponeso.
That's my precious wife there.
Mudzimai wangu akakosha.
Sister Mary.
Sister Mary.
So it's a wonderful time.
Inguva yakanaka.
So December is a very good time.
December mwedzi wakanaka.
But we thank God.
Tinotenda Mwari.
That we all could come to December.
Kuti tose takwanisa kuya kuna December.
You will forgive me.
Munondiregerera.
Amen. If I will talk about my work.
Ndikataura pamusoro pebasa rangu.
You know, when I was sitting there and I was thinking.
Pandanga ndakagara apa ndichifunga.
And I'm saying we are coming at the end of the year.
Ndikati ndiri kuya kupera kwegore.
Usually we want to look at all the events which have happened in our lives.
Kazhinji toda kutarisa zvitiko zvose zvakaitika muupenyu hwedu.
As we are laboring in the field of the Lord.
Tichishumira munda maishe.
Because we know we all have been hired by God.
Tinoziva kuti tose takahaiwa naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are a hired people.
Tiri vanhu vakahaiwa
vakapinzwa basa. We are working in the field of God.
Tiri kushanda mumunda waMwari.
Amen. But as we go along.
Tichifamba tichienda.
Amen. There are instances.
Pane zviitiko zvinoitika.
There's things which happen.
Pane zvinhu zvinoitika.
Like in any work situation.
Sepani basa pose.
When you have been hired to work.
Kana wapinzwa basa kuti ushande.
And you are on a work site.
Uri pamunoshandira ipapo.
Amen. There's a lot of things which happen.
Pane zvakawanda zvinoitika.
Amen. You have been hired to do that job.
Wapinzwa basa kuti ushande basa iroro.
Because they said you are proficient to do it.
Nekuti vanoti wakakodzera kuti uite basa irori.
So that's why God also.
Ndokusaka Mwariwo zvakare.
Yes, hired you into his work.
Vakakuhaya mubasa ravo.
Because he saw that you were proficient.
Vakaona kuti wakakodzera unogona.
Because there's no way he could have hired you.
Hakuna nzira yekuti vaikwanisa kuhaya.
If you were going to fail.
Dai wanga uchizokundikana.
But he knew.
Mwari vaiziva.
Because God does not hire like a man.
Nokuti Mwari havahaye semahaira
ane chavanhu. Because when a man hires someone.
Munhu kana apinza munhu basa.
To work for him.
Kuti amushandire.
He wants to look at his CV.
Anotarisa CV yake.
He wants to look at his education. Qualifications. Amen. He wants you to see where you have worked. What else have you done? What can you say about yourself? But when God hires you, amen, he looks at what you wear before the foundations of the world. Amen. Because he knew. Before the foundations of the world, you were together with him, and God had a purpose to show forth himself, who he is, but you were part of the manifestation of God in this time. There is no way God can be known without you. So don't fail God. He didn't bring you here because you were able. He brought you here because he foreknew you and he knew you could perform. He knew his desired end will be seen in your life. So that's why, brother, sister, you can never sit here tonight and cry over your life. Because whatever you go through, it's only for God to be made manifest. I've always believed it that way. That's why I will never get worried. Even if I don't have anything, even if I don't have any food, I know he has called me for this one purpose, that he might be seen in my life in this day. There is no way people can know that God is a provider. Amen. Amen. Just like our sister was testifying here, the testimony of what God is doing. But there was no way he could have done that if that sister was not there. Amen. So, brother, sister, your life here is only to bring testimony of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing you are here for. It's for God to be seen. So tonight, you will forgive me if I speak about my work. You know where we work. Amen. When they have hired you, amen, they have got laws and things. Amen.
Amen.
Like the company I was working for now. They were very fanatical about safety.
Amen. Because they said
their motto.
Their
motto was zero harm. They say when you have come here with all your 4, 5, 10 fingers, we should make sure when you go away, you go back with your 10 fingers. If you came here with your 2 legs, you have to go back with your two legs. If you came with your 2 eyes, you have to go with your two eyes. So they are very fanatical about
safety.
Amen.
Amen.
So you know when you are working, there's a lot of incidences which happen. There are also people who are watching what is happening as they are working. And when the incidences are getting to be too much, amen, there's a time. They say they come, they make a safety stand down. Amen. And they speak about safety. And they bring you back to say, this where they say, we have to speak about the basics.
Amen.
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 Sometimes when people, they are told that we have to speak about the basics. They say those things, we know them. All the time you have to put on your personal protective clothing.
No,
you have to use your tools like this and all that. But those who will be watching, they will be seeing the incidences. They see the near misses. And then they will, with their own projections, they say where the incidences are going, we'll end up with a fatality. So to avoid the fatality, they have to still conscientize the people about the basics of safety. So is it also in the field of God?
Amen.
There's things we have to do. There's things we have to watch. Amen. There are those who are watching. They are seeing the incidences. And when they see the incidences, they know when the incidences are getting so high. You know, we are going now where something catastrophic is going to happen. So they say we have got to go back to the basics. Amen. So tonight, I don't think I'll preach much. I'm not much of a preacher, you know. Amen. I just come here and stand. Sometimes I just start opening my mouth and then I go. Amen. I was talking with the brothers there who put the quotations there.
And I quotation pano.
They were there with me. And they were saying, brother, they wanted maybe me to give them the
quotations.
So I said, brothers, no, you know, you have to bear with me. I'm just that kind of a person. Who maybe I'll be having the quotations here. But sometimes We will never get to put them up there. But
we
will be speaking about them. But
we
will try very much by God's grace to make sure the quotations they go up. Because at this moment in time, we really have to make sure that we are saying what the tape says. We are saying what the prophet says. Because that is the only thing which is beneficial at this time. It's not what I can say. Because sometimes what I can say, I might try and say it in the light, in my own light, which the prophet does not say so. But if we go exactly to where the prophet is saying it, then you will not say Brother Laz says so.
Brother Laz, such
and such. And if you don't abide by that word, then you are not abiding by what Brother Laz said. But you are only not abiding about what your prophet said, whom you say you stand with in this hour. For we believe, brother, sister, there's been a messenger in this hour that we are living in. If it had not been for the messenger of this day, we could be out there in the denomination. That's why, brother, sister, when we see our lives are going back, and now we are coming to match up with what the denominational people do, we now want to raise the red flag and we say what is wrong, what has gone wrong, where have we missed our footing, because the prophet in this hour was bringing us from the condition of Laodicea to come into that place where we could show God. Amen. Because remember, along the way, when God started the journey with the church, like the prophet said, little by little, the church was going away. Amen. From what it was at Pentecost until this day, when God said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. And you turn the hearts of the children back to the Father. Because this is the day where we have got to see a church once again, which is not affected by the things which are around there. A church which is only affected by the Holy Ghost. A church which is only affected by God Himself. Because, brother, sister, remember the prophet in this hour, he saw a vision of the bride. Amen. Amen. When it was marching on, going up into heaven. Amen. And he said they were marching to the step of onward Christian soldier. Marching as to war. He said they were walking gracefully. Amen. But he said when they were going on, as they were ascending up, he says some who were just at the end there, they were starting to lose their footing. Amen. And he cried out, stay in line. Stay in line. Amen. Brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, if we are not careful with the things which the devil is doing, what the devil is doing today is to make people become preoccupied with useless things. Amen. And they get the comfort to say they are in the message. When they are in the message, they all go on to do things. They all go on to adopt to natures, to certain things, which when we ask them, They always refer you back. And they say, ah, no, you want to become too hard. Amen. We don't have to be too hard. As long as you are believing the message. But what the devil is doing, he gives you those things. You still come to church. You still shout
hallelujah.
When the message is preached, you still run up and down. Amen. You still shout. You still rejoice. But brother, sister, when you go out, your life is just stagnant. You have no desire even to see God in your own life. You have no desire to see the manifestation of God. And yet that's the thing which you have been called to come here. You were not called here to come and put on a long dress, although that is good. You were not called to come here to put on a good suit, although that is good. Because those things, they go together of being a good Christian. Because I believe, if you have taken God into your life, the Bible says, when you have sought the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, all these things will be added unto you. But brother, sister, what people are doing today, they are more concerned about other things. In other words, they want to put the cart before the horse. Amen. People, they want wealth. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But they don't know what brings that wealth. What brings wealth? Which, when you have it, you will be actually happy. It's only wealth which comes because you have started on the altar. You have made your life right. You have made sure you are walking with God. And whatever comes in your life thereafter, it's something which will be a blessing to you. It's something which will never make you to be so tied up. And you can never give yourself time to God. Because when you have started with important things, that important thing will always be before you. Amen. But today, brother, sister, let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's make sure our life is in line with the word. Amen.
Yes,
we have read from Matthew chapter 5.
Matthew chapter 5.
And Paul is saying, and Matthew is saying,
Matthew Arkutim,
if you have brought your sacrifice onto the altar,
wenda pa atarin,
you remember that you have got an altar against your brother. Or maybe your brother has got an altar against you. The Bible says, leave your sacrifice there. You go and make right with your brother. And then you come back and you offer your sacrifice. Amen. And we've read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 where the Bible says, He has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Because God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. So when my brother asked me to stand here, and he told us that we are going to go through communion, so I said, I know, then I won't preach much. It's better we speak about the basics.
Because
I believe communion, amen, it's a sacred ordinance which God has left to the church. Because remember, when he had the Last Supper, it was just before he went to Calvary. Amen. So they had that supper. They had that communion.
Communion
to speak one to another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Christ was saying, one of you is going to betray me. All of them, they were worried. Is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord? And He never said it's going to be Judas.
Havana kumboti ndi Judas.
He only said the one whom I'm going to give the bread when I have dipped it. Amen. And he went on to do that. Amen. But the others were all worried. So Christ, when he had communion with them,
Christ,
amen, like Paul says, he says, I've given it unto you as I received it from the Lord. That in the night when he was crucified, amen, he broke bread and they drank wine. And he says, do this always in remembrance of me. Because he was the sacrifice. Amen. For us on the cross at Calvary. Just like what Paul says in 2 Corinthians. He says he became sin. Although he knew no sin, he had no sin. But he became sin. Why did he become sin? It was because of his love of the fallen race of
Adam.
So, brother, sister, the prophet says, for you to be able, amen, to feel for one who is in sin, you have to have the real love of God in you. Because it was only Christ who could bear with a sinner. And for you to be bear with anyone who is wrong, you need to have Christ in you. Because he has committed unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Because it was God was in Christ to reconcile the world back unto him. Because God, he was God. He was the all powerful. He was holy. He had no sin. And man had sinned in the Garden of Eden. Man had fallen. Amen. Because what happened in the Garden of Eden, it made man to come from the realms of heaven. And he came to into the animal kingdom. That's why people today, they behave like animals. All of us today, we behave like animals. We do what animals do. Brother, sister, out in the world there, the very things you see animals doing, people who are human beings, they do those things. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You are not doing those things because God has committed unto you, amen, the ministry of reconciliation. Because you have recognized what God has done for you on the cross at Calvary. Calvary, brother, sister, it means raising you up from the animal kingdom to come into that realm where you become God. Because the Bible says he became sin so that we could become the righteousness of God. Amen. Because we came from God. And we go back to God. That's why the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. So right as we are sitting here, we have got eternal life because we have embraced Calvary. We have embraced that sacrifice, amen, which was bringing us back to that place where God could be seen once again in us. That's why God is expecting you to speak like Adam.
Adam.
Amen. Because remember, in the Garden of Eden, The Bible says,
"And
God, when he made all the animals,
he
brought them to Adam. Whatsoever Adam called them,
they
became that."
So
Adam was speaking. That's why, brother and sister, in this day that we are living in, God to show that he does not fail, he made before us, amen, to stand a man of like passions as we are. When he stood before us,
amen,
just like Adam in the Garden of Eden, he spoke
squirrels
into existence. Amen. Amen. To show that he was speaking like Adam. He actually specified the squirrel who come from there. When it comes from there, it's going to stand there. It will look at the farmers. When it stands and look at the farmers, it will go up into that tree. When it goes up in that tree, I'm going to shoot it in the eye. It happened just like that. And that was not a man. That was God. God showing that in you and me, that's what he's expecting. That's what the prophet was speaking about. Amen. That's why each and every day, you and me, brother, sister, as we are going along, we don't have to doubt ourselves. Because the prophet says, God never doubted himself when he said, "Let there be light." He never doubted his
words.
He just spoke. And he knew it was going to be so. So the same with you. But many times, brother, sister,
it's
because we are looking down upon ourselves. Because the devil always, he's not going away. You heard that last Sunday. Amen. When Brother Bere was preaching here, he said, the prophet says, when you came to the edge of accountability, you never repented. You never repented. Amen. Because there was always a spirit behind you. There was another being which is always telling you, no, not now.
Amen.
So, brother, sister, in as much at that time that being was there, when you repented, never think he went away. Amen. He is always there. He has got new tactics now. Amen. He is telling you, with all these things which are happening in your life, with all this, no. There's no way you can speak your condition.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But brother, sister, that's what God wants you to do.
God
is waiting on you. Amen.
Yes,
because whatever condition you are in, you are in there. Because it's you who is not believing yourself. Because God has made you to come back once again where you are like him. If you are not there, if you are not in that position, you are giving testimony that he died in vain. But he never died in vain. Because we have got a testimony in our life that this God whom we speak about is not a God of yesterday, but is a God of today. Each and every day we are seeing him. Oh, brother, sister, if you want to see God, you
will
see him in each and everything you go through. But people that don't want to see God, they want to do it themselves. But if you want to see God, you can see him. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because God,
the
prophet says, amen, he is there being revealed in his creation. He is there being revealed in his own people, in his children. So, brother, sister, if you want to see God each and every day in your life, you will see him. Because he gave
promise, I will be with you, even in you, until the end of age.
And
so, how do you fail to see him in your life? How do you fail to see him walking with you? Otherwise, you are giving testimony. Amen. That his word is not true. But brother, sister, you cannot give that testimony to us. Amen. Because we see him each and every day. Amen.
Amen.
Because we want to see him. Amen. That's why the singer sang, oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, brother, sister. That's our great desire. Each and every day when we come, we are not coming to church that people might just see us, that we have attended church. But you are coming here. Amen. To move a greater state in the walk with God. That's why our greatest desire, brother, sister, even when we stand and we speak about the word of God, my greatest desire is for the children of God to be able to come to that place where they can be in contact with God, where they cannot rely upon a man. Amen. But they can see this God who has called them, that he is the one who is able to make all things possible in their life. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, we are saying tonight, as we will be coming to communion, amen, if you have come with your sacrifice on the
altar,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you realize you have got an altar.
Kuti une maka kana kuti une chauri kushauka kugusana nehama yako.
Amen. The Bible says,
Bible rinoti,
just leave your sacrifice there.
Siya chipiriso chako.
Go and make yourself make right.
Inda uno yananisa.
Yeah. Oh my.
Amen.
My. Just forgive me.
And regerei.
Let's just read what the prophet says here. In the message, why are we not a denomination? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Preached in 1958. In September
27.
Amen. Now we can tell you why we take communion. Tell you why we take feet washing. Why we won't let the members take it if we know that they are in sin. That's why these last 2 weeks I've been going from one member to the other, where you have been having your little fusses around two. Going around one another, where you have been having your little fusses around two. Going around one who not speak to the other. Pass one another on the road and turn your head. The prophet says, shame on you. Who took the blessing cup of God across this the altar here and called you brothers and sisters, and then get on the telephone and get off about one another? You are not fit to be called Christians. When you are that way, right, you keep off them telephones. If you can talk good about somebody, you don't talk at all. God is going to hold you responsible. As long as that kind of spirit is in you, you know that you are not right with God. And if you don't feel,
kana usinganzwe,
if a man is wrong,
kana munhu akatsveyama,
go to him.
Inda kwaari,
and be reconciled.
Woyananiswa naye.
If you can't be reconciled,
kana mukatadza kuyananiswa,
take somebody with you.
Tora mumwe munhu woenda naye.
So the prophet was speaking here.
Muprofita vaitaura pano.
And he says, I want to speak about when we take communion. You can see, even in the time of the prophet, things were happening. It does not mean when the prophet was there. Amen. People were not talking about one another. Amen.
Amen.
People were not people were seeing, not seeing eye to eye. Things were happening also. When the prophet was there.
Mprofita
varipo. But the prophet says.
Mprofita vanoti.
Amen. You had me actually saying, that's why these past 2 weeks. I had to go around.
So that brothers can sort out things. So that they can talk one to another. As we all come to the table to take communion. But yet we can't greet one another. If we meet one another, one looks at the other side. When we come from church, one is somewhere
there. Telephone.
The prophet talks about telephone.
But the telephone
is the one that was there that time. Nowadays there's no longer telephone.
Social media.
Nowadays the social media.
Social media.
We'll be on the social media.
Brother so and so.
Brother, this brother is
there.
But we all come here and take communion. If you see yourself in such a condition, it means you have got a wrong spirit.
Amen.
If you have got an altar against your brother, talk to that brother. Go and reconcile with that brother. Because the spirit of Christ is the spirit that can bear
with someone when he is wrong.
Amen.
If you have
got God's spirit,
amen.
If you have got the spirit to discern, you can easily see that this brother truly is something that happens. We must not pretend that it doesn't happen. In the midst of God's children, if we think that way, then it's a problem. If I've got an altar with Brother Berejena, then I want to come here and stand up here and I laugh and smile as if all is well. But when I'm out there, when I'm with another brother, then I'll say, Brother Berejena. But when I come here, I appear as if all is well. God does not work in that way. God wants people that are faithful. I was reading the message Approach to God one day. The prophet was talking about a man coming closer to God. What caught me in that message? Before he got to his message, the prophet started by explaining about his issue of text. That when he was phoned, and then he told his wife that, tell them I'm not there. And then he ran to the back of the house. When the wife was through with the phone, that he was not here. Then he came back. When he was back, then the wife asked and said, was that right to say that? He said it was okay. Because when you said that, I was actually
aware.
But when the phone, you were there. But then he said, but when you said I was not there, I was not there.
Amen.
You see, the spirit, the spirit that is getting into people at this time, that people want to have an explanation about what they would have done. They want to justify what one would have done because of the situation. I did this because somebody has done that.
Dai angari Christ, why it say?
If it was Christ, what was he
Christ
going to
do? Christ, why it
says, was he going to do like you did?
Amen.
Amen.
Chimbozi bvunza mvunzo
iwo. Ask yourself that question.
Usati kwazi justify.
Before you justify yourself.
Pane reaction yaunoita.
On the reaction that you have done.
Nokuda action.
Out of that action.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Nokuti tese tiri kufamba na Christ.
We are all moving together with Christ.
Tese tiri ma Christ.
We are all Christians.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndofara pane imwe hama yakambotiparidzira mwenguva ku South Africa.
One brother preached to us in South Africa one time.
Ikambe ataura kuti kana tiri muno muchurch.
And he said when we are in here in church.
Munhu wese muChrist.
Everyone is a Christian.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Asi kana takunze.
But when we are out. That's where there is a separation between Christians, believers,
nevasingatendi,
those who don't believe,
nevatendi vekabanga,
and the make believers.
Tiri muno.
While we are here,
ivava vaonekwe.
You can't even identify
them,
but they are them.
Nokuti muprofita akataura kuti vanenge
varipo. Because the prophet says they are them.
Havasi ma denomination.
They are not in the denominations, no.
Vari mukati.
They are in the midst.
Zvinongotora chet.
It only takes.
Amen. Chinhano.
A situation.
Mukati merwendo.
Along the journey.
Kuti zviri mumunhu.
So that what's in a man.
Zvive zvinoratidzwa.
Can be shown.
That's why.
Ndiko kusaka.
Mwari vanounza zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana mukati merwendo rwatiri kufamba.
God brings a variety of things on the journey.
Asi Mwari vanenge vachizviunza.
But God brings them.
Kuti tive an opportunity.
Kuti tive nemukana.
To search ourselves.
Kuti tizvinzere.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
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 Yes, ma'am.
That's why.
Ndiko kusaka.
Even in the life of David.
Nyango mupenyu waDavid.
Mwari vakatotendera.
God allowed
kuti mukati meupenyu waDavid
that in the life of David.
Amen. Vaita kuti mudzimai waUria
allowed Uriah's wife
ageza ari panze paionekwa
go and bath somewhere where she could be seen
kuti ruchiva rwaDavid
so that his last
ruonekwe
could be shown.
David akabva apinda muchivi
and David got into sin through the wife of
as
Uriah.
Aita izvozvo.
But when he had done that,
Mwari vakamupa an opportunity.
God gave him an opportunity.
Kuti ave anotendeuka.
So that he repents.
Agadzirise upenyu hwake.
Makes right his life.
Afambe naMwari.
So that he could walk together.
Saka Mwari havangoita chinhu.
God does not do something.
Kuti aite get rid of you.
So that he can get rid of you.
He does things.
Vari vanoita zvinhu.
That God will give you an opportunity.
Kuti vanokupa mukana.
Kuona stage yeupenyu hwako.
To see the stage of your life.
Mukati merwendo rwauri kufamba.
Along the journey that you are traveling.
Kuti pamwe wanga uchifamba all along.
Maybe all along you are traveling.
Uri kungotevera gunda musai.
You are just following the mob.
Asi kana tasvika pamvura dzinovava.
But when it comes to Mara,
amen.
Amen.
Iwe wakukomplain.
And then you are complaining.
Wosvika paunogumbusa Mwari.
And then you offend God.
Pamwe marombo vataura kuti iwewe.
Maybe then God would say you.
Ah, iwewe. Manje vanhu vanga vafamba kuti next week rapture itike.
Next week,
no.
Maybe the rapture was supposed to happen.
Aichaitika next week.
It's not going to happen next
week. Tombotenderera mbijana kusvika iwewe. Wazoita dzerere zerere pfu.
Go turn around for a while. Until you are in line.
Ndozvaitika mukati me wilderness.
That's what was happening in the wilderness.
Hanzi journey yakanga ichikuita 3 days chete. Vakadai vakapinda
Canaan. 3 days from Egypt to Canaan.
Amen. Asi Mwari nokuti vakanga vaona kuti pane
vamwe. Because he had seen that there were certain
people. Pane mixed multitude.
It was a mixed multitude.
Isingafani kuita crossover.
Which was not supposed to cross into Canaan.
Amen. Saka Mwari akavaita kuti vafambe vachitenderera.
Allowed them to move in cycles. Getting into different stages.
Amen.
Because of those stages.
Amen.
Amen. God was reducing their number. And
Moses,
when he went to the top of the mountain. And God took him.
Joshua when he took over.
Joshua and Dokumbatora.
Amen. Pakavene a second. A circumcision.
And there was a second circumcision.
Amen.
And then God said,
Joshua.
No, Joshua. All these people. all these people. Some of them, they were born in the wilderness.
They were not circumcised.
We should come back to circumcision. Before we cross over,
that's why, brother, sister, sometimes we have to come back to the basics, where we have to search our lives, where we have to search our foundation, where you have to look at yourself, your Christian life. Because the prophet says,
some of the things that hinders you from getting into heaven are not the things that you hear, are not the things that you see,
attitude yako,
but it's your attitude
ya uchaita iwewe,
that you are going to show
after waona, after once.
After you have had, there are many things that happen along the journey. But if you don't talk to one another, brother,
that
these things should happen. But when it happens, God gave us a way how to fix those things. The way is to repent. The way is to submit yourself like what Christ did.
You know, I like what the prophet says. He says, God loved us so much that sometimes He let us have what we want. Amen.
Amen. God loves us so much. When something wrong has happened, if a brother is wrong,
you should be able to. Christ enough.
Christian enough.
To be able to understand that brother, to be able to pray for that brother, like we are hearing on Sunday. But was there
at this time?
Bible not bear one another's burdens.
Bible not answer takurila na imitoro mumwe ne mumwe.
Amen.
Amen.
South Africa.
I appreciate when my brother was preaching in South Africa.
He was speaking about where the scripture says, when Paul was saying, if my eating of meat is going to stumble a brother, I'll stop eating meat. But he says today, people have got this attitude where they say,
Pavanoti, you want me not to eat the meat because it disturbs brother Berejenas. If it disturbs him, he's weak. I'll keep on eating my meat. But Paul said, if my eating the meat offend someone, it's better for me not to eat that meat for that brother to be offended. That's the spirit of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
For
you,
you put yourself at a disadvantage in order to win your brother. But many people today, they don't want to be in a position of disadvantage. Amen. Because they say, it's up to him. It's him who is not a Christian. It's him who is showing the nature of being an unbeliever. So what can I do?
We
will continue on.
But it's not supposed to be like that, brother and sister. We should be people who, in the journey that we are traveling,
shoulder to shoulder.
We are putting shoulder to shoulder.
We are helping one another. Because along the way,
there
are things which happen which we need one another. But when we come into trouble and we tend to say this one is not important, this one is like this, then we will lose the battle. Amen. Because the battle we are fighting with the devil. Because in this day, we have to show that there's got to be a church without spot or wrinkle. And that church, God has already ordained. But the problem is, people are not believing that they are part of that church. People are not believing that they have been brought in into Christ Jesus. Because Paul says, amen, we are his workmanship, which was created in Christ Jesus. Because in this day, we are that third part, amen, of the mystery, which was at the back part of the mind of God. We are that third unfolding. Because Christ wanted to be seen. He was seen in the fatherhood. Amen. When he was leading Israel in the pillar of fire. Amen. Amen. And that pillar of fire, the word says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And that word, it became flesh. We saw Jesus Christ once again. God walking on two feet. But he had a desire. Amen. Because in him was to be father. In him was to be son. In him was to be that great fountain of spirit. But God today, he is operating not in the Son, but in that great fountain of spirit inside the believers. And that will fulfill that threefold purpose which was at the back part of mind of God. But many people tonight, they don't believe it by the way they live, by the way they do their things, by the attitude which they show when we come to those junctions along the way. Because when we come to those junctions, God has put them there. They are predetermined. There is no way we can bypass it. There was no way Israel was going to bypass the Red Sea. Because God's way was going through the Red Sea. God had a purpose. He wanted to show how powerful he was. Amen. There was no way they could not have gone through the bitter waters. Amen. Then they were not, they were wondering. They were wondering, but why is this God? He brings us at a place where it's so dry. What for? Ah, this God. He is a poor general. Amen. He doesn't know what he's doing. But God, amen, because he knew from before they were there that they were going to come there, and he was going to provide them water from the rock. That's why, brother, sister, whatever we go through, I get comfort, brother, sister, when I read in the Bible and I see what happened to the children of Israel and the prophet in this day. He says the church will go through the same journey with the children of Israel went through. Then I know God is always with us. Whatever we go through, God wants to show himself. Don't lose that tonight. Know that he is here. Whatever situation you are going, even individual, it doesn't matter what is happening in church. It doesn't matter what is happening someplace. Brother, sister, tonight what I want you to do, look at your life, how you have come this far in this journey. Because in this journey, you are not going along with Brother Lazarus. Amen. You are not going along, amen, with Brother Makwinye here. In this journey, you are going only with Jesus.
Because
he's the one who has called you.
Amen.
If you are going along with me, that time, when I get disgruntled,
amen.
That time, when I'm memorying, you are also memorying like me. That time, when I start tattling, you also start tattling like me. Because you are moving with me. But if you are moving with Jesus, that time, when others are tattling, you are busy showing the life of God. Because in you, there's this one who is the resurrection and life. Amen. Because he has spoken to you. Amen. You are following that voice. You spoke back to him. And brother, sister, each and every day in your life, you have to see that supernatural. Because if you don't see the supernatural, sure enough, brother, sister, we might be with you for a few years. But somewhere along the way, you will always say, there was nothing to it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We never get troubled. Amen.
Amen.
But what we are encouraging you, brother, sister, tonight,
Manerano,
make sure, as we move into the new year, go back into your life. Amen. Don't look at what the church is. Look at your life. Amen. Because your life. Amen. Your life. Is what contributes. Is what contributes. It is.
Your life.
It's
what makes you.
Church in.
That this church.
Be
what it is.
Can a church in a chishoro?
If this church is going to be said to have said about it, it is because of your life.
Amen.
Amen. If this church is going to be talked
about,
it is because of your life. Don't point at anyone else.
Amen. Amen.
It should be yours.
Church,
if this church
ichikundika,
is going to fail. It's failing. Because of you. Don't point at someone. Because you. If you've got Christ in
amen.
You. We heard on Sunday.
Amen.
If you go on your knees. It is going to change.
Amen. Environment. Amen.
Amen. But brother, sister. Like I said. That's why I said, forgive me.
Because I know I was speaking about the prophet.
And then you
were speaking about that message of when you were preaching the message of approach to God.
When
you were speaking about that incident where about the text.
Where
I wanted to get to. Amen. Is after all this, everything had happened, and the prophet, amen, he got a call from another brother to come and pray for his child. Amen, he wanted to go, but he felt,
it's impossible.
Amen.
It's not possible for me to go and represent Christ with what I have on my back. What the prophet started doing, you went to the text man and made his life right. He said, I'm not a prophet, I'm a prophet.
He
didn't try to find a good way,
straight
on the issue. You know that time when he phoned, I was there, and then I told my wife, God was not happy because of that.
Amen.
Amen. After that, he didn't go to pray for the child first.
He had
offended, he had lied to someone else. He first went to that man that he had lied to. after making right with that man, then he went to ask for forgiveness from God, so that he can get the assurance that God has forgiven him. After that, then he went to show Christ, the same one, yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And then Christ was seen in his life. But he couldn't have been seen because if
they've seen, if
there's something that you have covered, a certain behavior that you have exhibited, it doesn't matter how much you are going to pray, you might pray crying, but God does not hear such a prayer. As long as you have not made your life right, if you read in many messages, the prophet says, when it comes to discernment, praying for people, if someone has got a sin that he is concealing, it doesn't matter how much
you have
prayed for, how many gallons of oil are poured on him, that person is not going to be healed. Because
there's
something that has been
concealed. Discernment.
That's why the prophet in discernment,
you
tell people,
and
confess your life.
No, because
if God starts to talk about it himself, the things of your life,
kunyangwe zvakaipa sei,
no matter how bad they
are, panenge pane vanhu,
and then it's talked where there are many people.
Amen.
Amen.
Sakani ama hanzvadzi.
Brother, sister, in our lives as we journey, we have been journeying the whole year. There are many things that were happening. Brother, sister, the desire of my heart is that we should, my desire is that we shouldn't assume that
nothing
that was happening as the year was progressing. We met different stages of things. There are many things that happened in our lives. We exhibited their different natures. There are many things that we talked about.
Justification.
Probably justified those things. And all that we did. And the way we did it.
Amen.
Amen.
Asi.
But brother, sister, a true thing,
with sincerity, and we make our lives right, and we accept, because
that's the first thing, you must accept
kuti uri wrong.
That you are wrong. You accept that you have done wrong. You accept that the way I've done things is not the correct way to do. Like I said earlier, through each and every stage that we pass through,
as individuals,
as
a church,
as
a group of people, an opportunity.
God is giving us an opportunity to see, to show forth who we are. At times, maybe at work, God allows something to happen. Or maybe between you and those who you work with. And then you show a certain nature. And then you speak in a certain way. That if you've got the Spirit of God, then when you are all by yourself, there's something that speaks to you.
But my try.
This way. You have done. This way of doing things is not according to the word of God. God gives you an opportunity to go to him. Then you say, God, help me in my life. Remove such a nature.
So, Haman, that's
brother, sister,
in
I believe this whole year, as we come to the end of it, let's look in our lives, because if we want God to walk with us in the coming year, it means we should come to a church that we say, God, help us.
kana ndakakanganisa ana Brother Johnson,
if I did something wrong to Brother Johnson,
ndikafunga kuti no, Brother Johnson handi zvawo,
and then I said it's up to him,
asi ngatiwane nguva,
but let's get time
with all sincerity,
ndekuperera kose, and say, brother, forgive me. There's a certain way that I was thinking about you. This is what happens. The prophet says,
sometimes, when these are
happening in the midst of the children of God, I may fail to agree with brother
so and so.
But maybe I don't go to talk to him. I just leave things like that. But all of us, the blood of Christ is covering us. But that cancer, if we let it go,
it's going to create another cancer.
It's going to create another cancer.
Can I create another cancer?
When it creates another cancer, then some isms rise. From those isms, then we come to a stage where everything is disintegrating.
Amen.
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 The prophet says that's what happens.
Sometimes to zvita take
lightly. But brother, sister, let's not take it lightly.
Let's look in our lives. Because
we are human beings. We are traveling in this journey. Which I believe past many junctions. There are many things that has happened.
There
are many things that has been spoken in our meetings.
As if those things they never happened.
See, let's not do sekunge zvinizvo zvazvipo.
We have to humble ourselves. We have to be men enough like to be able to talk to one another. In love,
murudo,
in deep sincerity,
kuzere,
and forgive one another,
gerana,
that we go along. Amen. And the Spirit of God will lead us. Because
that's what happens in the midst of God's children. Many times we don't want to look at things.
As they are.
We don't want to say things that are there the way they are, and we are. But if we don't talk about things that are there, and then we assume they are not there, we are not able to continue. The Church of God can go on well as long as the parts of that church are together.
As long they cannot be together. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister. Amen. When you come into church, you feel it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
When you come into church,
church,
you can feel it. Amen.
Brother, sister. Forgive me.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just talking like your brother. Amen.
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 Amen. It's things which touch me.
Zinu, zinu ndibata.
As your brother.
Si amayenyu.
But brothers, sisters,
amanzadzi.
That's the thing we have to do.
Those are tough and that
quick. Because we are going to come to the table of the Lord.
Siku ya kutafura ya ishem.
How can we come here?
Tino kwanza kuya seipano.
And we are commemorating.
Tichi pemberera.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are remembering Calvary.
Tichi ranga rira Calvary.
Amen. And you.
Iwe.
You say you have got God in your life, and you still have got something against your own brother, against your own sister.
There are certain things that you are thinking.
You know, I like what Brother Chesa used to say. He was always talking about, he always used to say, he says, you know what wars, the way people fight wars. He says they fight wars because of rumors. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Maybe there's not even anything that is there for them to fight. Someone has thought whatever he thought. Or maybe he has taken things the way he has seen. And then he says this is what is there.
Amen. Iraq kune weapons of mass destruction.
Maybe Iraq has got nuclear weapons.
Amen.
Amen.
But kwanga kusina.
But there was nothing. It was just something they were suspecting, suspicion.
Amen.
Amen.
Sagani hondo dzese kazhinji pamwe.
Many wars.
Zvinorwiwa nokuti pamwe sometimes hatikwanisi kuita discern.
Maybe we are not able to discern.
Amen.
Amen.
Chinangwa.
The purpose.
Pamwe chinenge chine hama.
Maybe that brother is God.
Amen. Hanzi nomuprofita.
The prophet says.
Munhu kata hanzi usango pesana nemunhu.
Don't just disagree with someone.
Nokuti ndi brother Berejena.
Because his brother Berejena.
Kauti ndi kuti brother Johnson.
Or his brother Johnson.
Nokuti vane zvavano vane maitiro avari kuita.
Because he's got a way that is doing things.
Hanzi nofanira kuti discern.
You must discern.
Kuti chinangwa chaari kuda kuita ndechei.
What purpose does he want to achieve?
Hanzi kunyangwe muparidzi.
Even a preacher.
Kana achiparidza.
When he's preaching.
Chinangwa chaari kuda ndechei.
What is his purpose?
Ndechekuti awane kukumbira here.
Amen.
Ndechekuti azvakire sangano here.
Is that for him to build a denomination?
Kana kuti awane mukurumbira.
Or to have fame?
Kana kuti chinangwa chake.
Or his purpose is.
Ndechekuti Kristu ava anoitwa establish mukati mukupenyu.
For Christ to be established in your life.
Kana tofa watione discernment tinge tine discernment
yo. We must have that discernment.
Ndikona kuti chinangwa chemunhu ndechei.
What purpose does that person have?
Asi tikatadza kuwana that discernment.
Tikashaiwa kunzera ikoko.
Amen. Tinopedzisira tichi bayana nemapfumo.
At the end to shoot one another.
Ndipo pamwe unenge usingazivi chinangwa
chinenge. Because maybe you don't know the purpose of that person.
Asi kuti uzoziya ndekunge vanhu makwanisa kuti mugare pasi.
For you to know is when you sit down.
Motaurirana.
And then you talk one to another.
Nokuti tikuya pa communion.
We are coming to communion.
Hanzi muprofita communion.
The prophet says communion.
The disciples, Christ came together.
Na Kristu vakauya pamwe chete. Nevadzidzi vake.
And he was talking to his disciples.
Achitaura nevadzidzi vake.
Just before he went to the cross.
Asati aenda kumuchinjikwa.
So brother, sister, in as much as we are the church of the living God.
I believe
we should be able to talk one with
another.
I believe we should be able to pray one for another. I believe we should be able to forgive one another. I believe our only goal here is to raise the flag of Jesus Christ. Not to raise anything else. Because
because if it becomes other things,
that's where
people will start to see differently.
If we are raising the
flag of Jesus
Christ,
and our objective is Jesus Christ,
and there's
no reason where we can't agree.
But
the problem that we have
ndirekuti vanhu tiri ku tine zvininge tine zvimwe zvinangu.
Is that we have different objectives.
Pamwe hatinzwisisi kuti sei munhu ane pamwe zvanhu zvaanenge achiita.
Maybe you don't understand why someone is doing something.
Isus, we just take it from mafungiro ene maonero edu.
Tongostora the way we are thinking then the way we are seeing it.
Tisina kumbotaura naye kana kuti munzwa.
Without talking to that person and understand.
Tobva tatanga kutoti no zvakadai.
And then we say it's like this.
Nyaya yacho imva yatongoenda yakadero.
And then we conclude in that direction.
Kana yaenda yakadero.
When it's like that,
you are shaped pakati pevana vanhu vanhu vamwari.
And then it's among the children of God. Brother, sister,
inini shuwe moyo wangu.
The desire of my heart
tese,
is that all of us
tinge tiri vanhu vamwari.
We be children of God. Vari
kudonzera pamwe chete.
We are pulling together.
Tichipinda mugore ridzva.
As we get into the new year,
tikwanise kuti umwe noumwe.
So that we are able each and every one of us. Look into our lives.
Amen. Tione zvinhano zvese zvatapinda nemazviri.
And see all the stages that we have passed through.
Kana pano watakanganisira.
If we have offended someone.
Kana pano watinofunga kuti akatikanganisira.
And if there's someone you think has offended you.
Kuti Bible rinototi kana kuti iwe ufunga kuti pane anenge akakukanganisira.
The Bible says if someone has offended you.
Harina kuti iwe ndiwe unomirira kuti auye kwauri.
You don't wait for that person to come to you.
Iwewe ndiwe unoenda kwaari.
You go to that person.
Iwewe ndiwe unotaura naye.
And you go to talk to that person.
Mama yangu.
My brother, I'm having this feeling this and that because of this. May the Lord help us. Let us pray so that this does not happen. The way I'm feeling, so that I don't see the way I'm seeing and feel the way I'm feeling. That is the Spirit of Christ. That's what the prophet says.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that's what we should do.
But 2018.
As we come to the end of 2018.
2018 has been having a lot of challenges.
It has been a year
which I know
Randino Ziva,
Eastly as a church,
Eastly Sekereke,
they have been going through a lot of agony.
Vanga vachipinda nemarwa zaka
kura. After we, the pastor passed away,
there's
been a lot of things which has been happening. But we are coming at the end of the year. God has brought us this far. And God still wants to carry us through as a body of believers who are in one accord, who are being led by the Spirit of God, who love one another. Amen. Who forgive one another. Because if we don't do that, it means, brother, sister, we will fail God. Because God is waiting on us to make everything right.
God does not put us into something that is that he knows we are not able to overcome. The Bible says there is no temptation that is given to a man that God does not give away to get out of that temptation.
So, Amanjaz,
brother, sister,
whatever situation it is,
I
believe tonight God is more than able to pull us through. God is more than able to go on with us. God is more than able to make us overcome. It's my greatest desire to see the children of God in one accord. Just like David said, how good and blessed it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He says it's like oil which flew down from the beard of Aaron all the way down. Amen.
Amen.
Because that sweetness of the oneness of Jesus Christ in his church. Brother, sister, that's what we want to see in each and every individual. Because church has to be a place when everything is bad at home. Amen. When you had a fight with the wife at home, you have fought with the boss at work, you have fought with the workmates, but when you come to church, you know you are coming under that shield, you are coming under that shed where you can rest, where you can get strength once again. But if church becomes a place where you dread to go to, a place where you don't even want to sit in the pew, then church is no longer church. Amen. Because church has to be a place where you feel the rest of God. You feel the Spirit of God moving. Even before the starting of the preaching, you are always heated up. Amen. Brother Branham says, if we don't get rid of this things, he says church becomes a place where it's so cold. He says where you need to have the janitor to come in first to take away the ice for the children of God to get into the Spirit. But why? It's because of those little things, the little foxes which spoil the vine. We have to get rid of the little foxes. And it's your responsibility to make sure those little foxes tonight, before we go into 2019, those little foxes are slain. Amen. That this vine of God can blossom once again in 2019. That the children of God once again, they can be shouting once again. The shout of victory. And when they shout, just like they shouted at Jericho, the walls of Jericho have to come down. Because brother, sister, we'll be in that one accord. We'll be walking in unison. When the church of God is walking in unison, there is no way the sick cannot be healed. There is no way. Amen. Problems can never be solved. Because God will be there to manifest himself in the life of his children. But if those little things, if we go around them and you become holier as than thou art, God will never show himself among us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Church will never be a nice place to be. But brother, sister, church has to be a place. As soon as you get through the door, my, your heart is lightened. My, you can never wait. Amen. Church should be a place. When you come through that door, amen, your desire is to come to the altar. Your desire is to make your life right with God. But people, church today is a place where they have to come and show their disapproval. You don't have to come and show your disapproval. You have to come here to show Christ in you. Amen.
Amen.
You have to come here to show the life of Jesus Christ. To give testimony. Amen. That wherever I have been there, I have been overcoming. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, when you come into church, you don't need to be sorrowful. Because when you come into this place, you have come into a place where you have got an appointment with God. You are not coming here because the deacons require you to be here. You are not coming here because the pastor wants you to be here. You are coming here because you have got an appointment with God. Amen.
Amen.
It's you who made the appointment. Amen. You said, God, amen, on Wednesday, I will be here and God will be here. But if you come with an attitude, God will just stand. He will not show himself. Amen. But he will be here because he keeps all his appointments. But it's depending on your attitude. It depends on how you come in, what you are coming in with, who determine whether you see God. But if you come with expectation, because you are moving under expectation, just like Simeon, each and every day when he was going to the temple, he was under expectation to see, amen, that deliverer of Israel. Because God had spoken to him. If God has spoken in your life, if God has called you, amen, he has got an appointment with you. Each and every day, you are coming expecting to see God. So if you don't go away without seeing God, why did you come? Amen. Because when you are coming here, you are not coming here to see the preacher. You are not coming here to see the one who is singing. You are coming here to see God. Amen.
Yes,
amen. So, brother, sister, make it your desire as we go into 2019. Each day when you come, you are coming to see God. Each day when you come, you are coming to display God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because the God whom you want to see is the one who lives in you. Amen.
Amen.
There's no other God whom you will see. Amen. Mwari waunoona.
The God that you see.
Na mwari waunoziwa.
And the God that you know.
Ndi mwari anorarama mauri.
Is the God that lives in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Because anorarama mukati mupenyu wa brother Lazarus.
Because he lives in brother Lazarus' life.
Haumuzive mwariye.
You don't know that God.
Nokuti anongoratidzwa chete.
Because he can only be shown.
Muzvinhu zviri kupfuura nazvo na brother Lazarus.
In the things that brother Lazarus is passing through.
Saka ndi mwari waunoziwa.
So the God that you know.
Ndi mwari wauri kufamba naye iwe.
Is the God that you.
Ndiye mwari waunoona futi kana wauya.
God that you see when you come here.
Amen.
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 Yes,
sir. The
God is not far away from you.
Amen.
Amen. You can see him.
In what he does
in the life of Brother Johnson. But then you know that that God is the God that is in me. Is the God that helped me.
In that situation.
Is the one who provided that thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka ndi mwari waunoziva.
The God that you know.
Ndi mwari ari mauri.
Is the God that is in you.
Amen. Akave mwari wa mwari waunoziva.
The God that if he is the God that you know.
Akave mwari ari muna brother Ngwarati.
If he be the God in brother Ngwarati.
Kana mwari brother Ngwarati vasipo.
If brother Ngwarati is not there.
Iwa hausina mwari.
Then you are left with no God.
Amen. Mwari wako haasi mfundisi.
Your God is not the preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Mwari wako haasi mdikoni.
Your God is not the deacon.
Mwari wako ari mahuri.
Your God is in you.
Ndiwe mwari wacho.
You are your God.
Amen.
Amen.
Nokuti Kristu.
Because Christ.
Amen. Akanga achinamata.
He was praying.
Kuna mwari.
To God.
Vakanga vari mari.
Who was in him.
Mwari akanga ari kudenga.
And God was in heaven.
Asanga ari pasi.
But he was on earth again.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndiye mwari umwe chete.
He is the same God.
Ari mauri.
Who is in you.
Saka maura anasi.
That's why tonight.
As we are moving on.
Tati tiri kufamba.
Coming from 2018.
You bam 2018.
Many things have happened.
Zvakawanda zvaitika.
We have gone through many bridges.
Tapinda mabridge akawanda.
We have gone through many junctions.
Nema maradzano dzakawanda.
There's so many things which have happened.
Zvakawanda zvaitika.
But brother sister.
Hama hanzvadzi.
Let's take inspection of our life.
Ngati tarise tinzere upenyu hwedu.
Amen. As we come to a time of prayer.
Tichisvika panguva yekunamata.
As we come to that time.
Tichisvika panguva iyo.
Amen. When we put ourselves before the Lord.
Patinozvisa pamberi paIshe.
And we are saying, Lord.
Totishe.
Maybe I have not been sincere enough.
Pamwe ndanga ndisina kuperera zvakakwana.
During this whole year.
Pagore rose.
I have done things.
Ndakaita zvinhu.
Amen. Which I have gave myself an explanation.
Zvandakazvipa tsananguro.
That they were right.
Kuti zvanga zvakanaka.
But according to your word.
Asi chichienderana neshoko renyu.
It's not right.
Zvanga zvisina kunaka.
I have shown attitude.
Ndaratidza hunhu.
I have shown behaviors.
Ndakaratidza maitiro.
Amen. Which are contrary to your word.
Anopesana neshoko renyu.
Lord help me.
Ishe ndibatsirei.
As I move into 2019.
Ndichipinda mu-2019.
That I will be a better Christian.
Kuti ndive mukristu ari nani.
That I will be a better vessel.
Ndive mudziyo uri nani.
Which you can use.
Wamunokwanisa kushandisa.
Which you can show.
Wamunokwanisa kuratidza.
Who you are in this hour that we are
in. Imi murani munguva ino yatiri kurama mairi.
I believe, brother, sister.
Ndotenda hama hanzvadzi.
That's your desire.
Ndochiyo chako.
As we have come tonight.
Tichipinda manherano.
Amen. As the world is kerosene.
Nyika ichipembera kunzeko.
Making their noise.
Vachiita ruzha rwavo.
Amen. Seeing how many beers they can drink.
Vachiona kuti vanwa doronga ari rakawanda sei.
We are here, brother, sister. With only one desire. That we want to see God in our lives. In a greater measure. As we move into the new year. Because we know it has been Him who has been going with us. And His promise is true. He says He will never leave us. Neither forsake us. But He will be with us until the end of age. The only thing which will hinder what to do anything in your life, if ever there is something which is contrary to His word. If there is a behavior which is contrary to the word. If ever there is the way you talk which is contrary to the word, then you'll never be able to see God. But if you align your life, amen, with the word of God, each and every day, you'll see God in your life. In the very little things, which you think they are most simple, because the only way you will see God is not when you amen down here in church.
Amen.
It's not when you amen here in church. The only way you see God is through the things you are going through. Amen. Because that God is walking with you. You only come to church to show which side you are. Amen. You only come to church to amen at the word and say, I'm one with that word. But as you go away, you then manifest what that word is in your own life. So, brother, sister, that's what we want to do as we are going into 2019. Before we come to the communion table, I believe, brother, sister, we all need to come to that place where we can raise our voices to God and say, Lord, help us. We have failed thee many times in the past year, but you have never forsaken us. But we want to be better Christians as we go into 2019. We want to be better wives as we go into 2019. We want to be better children as we go into 2019. Lord, help us to come to that place where we know thee in our lives. Amen. As individuals, we want to know thee in that power of the resurrection. Because each and every one of us, let it be your desire as we move into the new year, that God who is preached all the time, this God whom you read about all the time, let him be alive in your own life. Let him be so prominent in your life until people who mistake you to be Jesus Christ. That's where we have to come to. Amen.
Amen.
Not anything less of that. Because the Bible says, when he appears, we shall be like him. Amen.
Amen.
And brother, sister, the example is there. So you have no excuse.
So
God, let it be your desire.
When
you say, Lord,
what is shame?
That's why you have called me. I want to come to that perfection. I want to come to that place where you have put me. If truly you have died for me on the cross at Calvary, if truly you became sin for me, that I become the righteousness of God. Let that righteousness, let that goodness, amen, let that love, which was in you, be displayed in me. Make me, Lord, to be able to bear with someone when he is wrong. Let me, Lord, to be able to forgive even in circumstances where it's impossible to forgive. Amen. Because God, he forgave us when it was impossible. Amen.
Amen.
But he still did.
He
still loved us. Amen. And he died on the cross at Calvary.
That you and me,
we might also be priests. Amen. And be able to bear the sins of our fellow men and go with them before God. When you know a brother is wrong, you should be able to be a priest in this hour, to go with, amen, him before God. Just like the old priest in the Old Testament, when they took the blood, they bore the sins of the people into the holiest of holies. And it's you now, brother, sister, whom he has made priest to be able to bear the sin of your brother, to go with him before the inner court, to go with him into that holiest of holies. And you say, Lord, I plead for my brother. Help my brother. Amen. Up until we come to that place, we are not yet candidates for that new land. Because that new land, it's only Christ who can be there. And we have to come to that place where we become Christ here on earth. God bless you, brother, sister.
Amen.
Amen. Ndi tungamye.